You're listening to episode 53. Welcome to Behind the Brand, a podcast dedicated to strategically building your online business. Here we go behind the scenes and share stories and strategies that can help you build your own dream business that supports your own dream life. I'm your host, Kelsey Kurzlake, and I'm the CEO of Pinegate Road, a branding and web design agency for online businesses and influencers. We create online presences that aren't just pretty, they're powerful. To learn more about working with Pinegate Road, head to pinegateroad.com and schedule a free consult call. Now on to the show. Hello, hello. Hope you're having a great day. I wanted to talk today in this quick little episode about something that has really been helping me transition my business in the past, I would say like 6 months or so. And I think this is something that I've definitely been working on and looking into for a long time, but there was something that happened when I was at my mastermind this past May that completely changed my perspective on how important this is and how specific it needs to get in order to get where you want to go in your business. So what I'm talking about here is truly defining who your target audience is for your business. So when I'm saying this, I'm not just saying like, here's the income, this is the sex, this is the age, like, et cetera, about the type of business owner, or I'm just saying business owner because I work with business owners, but the type of target audience or customer that you have. So I've always done this with our clients, but it's something that I was forgetting about for my own business. And it was something that I think as a business owner is kind of hard to dive into yourself, because you feel like when you're defining who that target audience member is, that you are cutting off all the people who aren't that target audience member. And you might feel that scarcity popping up. You might feel like you don't want to exclude people, because what if this person comes along and you really want to work with them? I'm not saying that you don't work with them. I'm saying that defining your target audience member very, very in depth will help you actually articulate what you sell and who that's for, and help you get that more often in your life. So as soon as I defined who my target audience member was, it was crazy how these people just started flowing to me in my business. So I will get to some of these examples. I'm going to dive into exactly who the target audience member is for Pinegate Road, and you'll see how specific some of these things are getting. And I'm also going to be going over how you can find your own and think a little bit more deeply about who that person is as you go about defining it. Okay, so important things about your target audience member. The thing is when you really do define who that person is, it can lead to new services that can support that person. So for example, at Pinegate Road, we were never offering retainer design packages in the past. It was one, because I personally could not fulfill that with the amount of work that we had going on. But now that I've hired some team, I am able to support some of these retainer projects. I also thought that, and for people who don't know what a design retainer is, it is basically we are being the design team or designers for a business when they need anything designed. So that might be look like Instagram story graphics or Facebook ads or PDF downloads and things like that for the type of business owner that we are serving. And that was not just something that like we weren't doing before. We were doing these more holistic branding packages. And this was something that I felt like was, and I hope I'm not like offending anybody, but I felt like some of the stuff was more like the basic design things. And I was like, we're focusing on these like big website projects and these big branding things. And why would I be making a Facebook ad, for example? So as soon as I realized the target audience member that we are working with, I realized that they do need designers on their team to actually execute the brand, to update the website, to be a part of their team, not in a full-time capacity, but they need somebody pretty regularly to be able to make their brand consistent across all of their platforms, to get new things that they're offering up, to just be the designer who has their back, who's making things strategic and beautiful along the way. And once I realized who the target audience member was that we support, I was able to realize that these people are in a place in their business where they aren't going to be doing this themselves. They're not going to spend the time to learn how to do design programs. They're way too busy honing in on their expertise and what they offer and doing their zone of genius work. They're not going to teach themselves a new skill. They've gotten past that kind of like building years, DIY years of building their business. And they're ready to like hire people to help with the things that are not part of their genius. And as I realized that was part of who our target audience member is, I realized that I could offer these retainers. And I had a designer on my team who is able to work with these clients. And it was really cool to see this new service pop up that I never thought of before. Because I didn't have my target audience member defined at that point. So another thing that having your target audience member helps you with is on your sales calls. So you're able to, first of all, talk directly to that target audience member in a way that makes them feel so understood. If you don't know who that is, your answers and what you're offering might be a little generic. So if you know your target audience member, you're able to speak to like exact problems, exact solutions that you provide as a business owner, as a product creator, to help that target audience member. You're also not going to be wasting time on sales calls with people who aren't ideal clients. So ideally you would have a form of some sort set up so that people are like giving you some of this information beforehand so you can like totally see if this person is going to fit with what you're offering. And if they aren't, then you can email them and say, hey, I think this might be a better avenue for you. Here's who we actually serve. Maybe here are the prices for what we're doing, because like I know that our prices are not tiny. And if you're not at a certain level in your business and not needing the support that we offer, then it's not necessarily going to be a great fit for you in your business. But that's an opportunity for us to offer, you know, just give referrals or point them in the right direction for what might be a better fit for them. So what you can also do when you define your target audience member is get raving reviews, because your services and products are targeted directly at this person and because you've helped them solve these specific issues in their lives or in their businesses. So I think that the clearer you can get on who your target audience member is, the better reviews, the better ratings, all of that is going to be because you are specifically helping this person instead of just giving them a generic solution. So people get excited when something is catered exactly for what they love and what they're doing and where they're heading and what they need support with. And the more you can get targeted in on that, then the better your reviews, ratings, etc. are going to be, the more referrals you're going to get, and the bigger your business is going to grow because of all of that positive energy. So the more specific, the better. And people can really resonate with you and your offerings when you are in tune with who this person is and what they need. So those are just some of the reasons why I love honing in on target audience members and defining exactly who they are. So here is an example of mine. So this is something I just defined this spring. And I felt like before I kind of was like, okay, so we are for creative entrepreneurs. We help them build their websites. We get their brand down. We build their foundation, all of that stuff. But I feel like it wasn't getting really specific with who the person was and what their problems were and how we uniquely help them. So what we defined is that they are probably six-figure business owners, and they are aiming towards big growth and doing high six figures, million-plus businesses, and they need that support to transition their business from where they are now to where they see it in the future. They're most likely female. We work with a lot of females, just I don't know why that is, but we do. We've had a few male clients, but I would just say they're overwhelmingly female business owners. They are running an online business. So what that means is they at least have a component of their business that is running online. So whether that is their website that has people booking a call, getting more information, leading them to the next step, or they're a product-based e-commerce business, they're running that online business. Even if their services might be in person, they do have an online business component that is really important to the success of their business, and they need it to be strategically created to run their business for how they're planning it in the future and not necessarily how it's running today. So they need something that is going to grow with them, and they need somebody on their team who's going to be able to support them into the future to keep their online business running in the way it should be for how they're running and leading their businesses. Another thing is that they are absolute experts in what they do, and they know the power of focusing on this. So I think as, I would say, like maybe like baby entrepreneurs, we're trying to save money. We're trying to learn a lot of different things so that we can run our businesses and just grow it in like kind of a bootstraps kind of way. What happens as you grow in your business is that in order to scale, in order to grow, you do need to learn how to delegate, how to hand things off, and how to trust in other experts to do what they do to support your business so that you can grow and you can grow quickly. If that is what you want. So no matter what, I truly, truly believe that you do need to start handing things off in order to get to bigger levels in your business. And these business owners have probably already had experiences handing a few things off. They might even have virtual assistants on their team. They might have some other people supporting them regularly in different ways. And they know the power of focusing on their own genius, because when they can create from that zone of genius, they know that it fuels the entire business, and that is actually what is helping them grow, because they're not spreading themselves thin and focusing and learning on all these things that aren't at the core of what they know and what they do best. So another thing they have is solid offerings or products that they sell. So they do want to be increasing this, but they've tested and proven their business, and they're not just starting off with something that they think will work. It's something that has been proven that they want to grow even bigger. So they, going over my list here. Okay, so the next thing is they're working towards a big new level in their life and business. And their online presence that they've built so far it's kind of feeling like DIY or not who they truly are. So they feel like their online presence expresses who they used to be and not necessarily where they're heading. So this might have been a baby website that they had hired out just to get something online that doesn't truly represent who they are now. They might have gotten it done a year ago, 2, 3, 4 years ago, and it just isn't working for where their business is heading or even where they are today. It feels a little hodgepodge. It feels like it's not succinct, and they don't feel proud or excited about their online space or their online presence. And they know that they need to transition this in order to get to where they want to go with the next big steps and the next big growth in their business. So this goes into my next point, actually. So their websites aren't actually converting the way that they need to. So what that means is they're just not working for their business. So they are experts at their industry, but they aren't necessarily experts at branding or online marketing and positioning. So they have built their website in a way that might have felt good for them in the past, but now as their business has grown, as things are accelerating, they are needing their online space to work for their business in a different way. And they need an expert who knows the strategy behind marketing, behind business building, behind branding, in order to strategically build a website and online presence that can help them get there. And because they're experts at what they do, they don't necessarily know the ins and outs of this world. So they want to rely on somebody who knows this, can guide them in the right direction, and set them up for success long-term online. So they are absolutely ready to do what it takes to get where they need to go, and they're willing to invest in the support to make that happen. So they've also invested in their business before. They understand there's leverage when they hire other experts to do their best work, and it allows them to do more of their genius work to grow their business. So they aren't spreading themselves thin, trying to learn everything. We already kind of went over this. And they also, it's not that they're anti-learning. They love learning, but they want to learn deeply within their own expertise. They aren't going to spend time learning a new program or something that they could hire out, that is something that isn't within their own zone of genius. So they love learning. They're lifelong learners, but they're going to be doing this in ways that will actually add to their zone of genius and their expertise. And they're not going to spend time or effort learning something just to save money in the long run. They know that that is wasted time because they actually could be spending that time getting deeper with their own genius. So lastly, they are optimistic go-getters who have an undeniable passion in their lives that they have turned into a successful business. The business owners we work with are so awesome at what they do, and they have gotten to where they are today because of the passion that they have put into their businesses that has infused from their whole entire life. And it's just amazing seeing people in their zone of genius, honing in on their passions and getting to where they are now with this. It's just incredible. So all of our business owners that we work with have this passion for something really unique in life, and they're going after it and turning it into a business. So how different does that sound from the target audience that you might have defined? You might have, you know, where they're located, what their income is, if they're college educated. But if you look at that list, what was different? How much more detailed did that list get than what you have in your target audience? And when you can define these unique, deep details about who your target audience is, that's when you're creating a product or service that is so geared towards finding that solution for that niche audience that they can't help but, you know, purchase from you because you're the person who is focusing exactly on what this person needs. So I don't know. When I came up with that list and started realizing that that's who our person was at Pinegate, things got crazy in a really good way. So I just wanted to go through that and share that with you so you can kind of reflect and get more details on who your person is. Okay, so once I had this target audience defined, the people just started to flow. They were coming through my website, they were coming through referrals, and most importantly, they were coming from people that I was actually having conversations with. Because when you know who that target audience is, I was able to have these conversations with people and really infuse that energy and knowledge and understanding of where they were coming from. And I think that these people could really feel that and know that they were in good hands, that we were uniquely serving them. And that was really cool. So I was just able to have a lot of free-flowing conversations because I knew so in depth who our target audience member was at that point. So another thing that happens when you define your target audience is that you can explain what you're offering in a way that is transformative. So it's not just selling I'm going to use my own thing as an example. I am not just trying to sell a pretty website. I am trying to sell, or not even trying, I am selling transformations in business. So I think that when it comes to selling, this is something you can listen to the past episode. We went all over that. But when you're selling that transformation, that's what actually has value. And knowing your person helps you describe the transformation that you're uniquely able to provide to people. And when you don't know that and you're just like, I'm selling you a website, why don't you want a pretty website? Everybody wants a pretty website. It will help you grow your business. Oh, how, you ask? Because it will. People love pretty websites. And like, that is kind of how I felt like I was coming from in the past. So, I mean, I have a design degree. I have my MFA in branding and design, and I still didn't know how to explain the transformation that branding and strategic web design was giving to business owners until I defined who this target audience member was. So I think that if you're ever trying to, like, quote unquote, convince people to purchase things from you, I think taking a look at who your target audience member is and really diving into the transformation that you provide to them, whether that is through services or through products, then I think that is where you're going to really see the value that you provide, and you can sell in a way that feels really aligned and good because you're actually helping people go through the transformation that they want to get where they want to go in life. All right. So lastly, how do you do this? So how do you find who your target audience member is? How do you get that detailed and in depth? So first of all, you got to listen to their problems. If you have ever had a sales conversation, if you have people, like, ask people on Instagram, pose one of those questions, just say, hey, what things are you struggling through in your business? Or when it comes, say you're a skincare brand, like, what kinds of issues do you have with your skin? Like, is there anything you wish you could change about it? Like, any way you can collect some of the issues or problems or struggles or frustrations that people are working through in their lives that relate to what your products or services are, just make a list. Make a list of those problems, because then you can position your services or your products in a way that help create that transformation. So listening to the problems will also help you figure out who that target audience member is. So you can also get testimonials at the end of, you know, if you create a sale on a product and you ask for testimonials or reviews on that, on your service, then that will help you figure out the transformation that you're creating and also who that target audience member is, that you can, like, hone in on the language that they're using, where they were before they started working with you, and the unique way in which you help them solve that, because those are all going to be key indicators of who that target audience member is. So another thing you can do is to think about your favorite clients and what you loved about them. So what kind of place were they at in their business? I started realizing that the business owners that were running the smoothest, that we love working with, were hitting all of those things that I just talked about in the target audience member section of my business. If you can make a list of things that you loved about people, getting really in depth, like their personality type, like where they were coming from, what kind of business they're running, what their income is, what their goals are, anything like that will help you get really in depth and get to know who that person is. Another thing is what kind of income or revenue do you want to have in your business, and what type of customer can support that type of business? So I see what this is actually the problem that I had before, is that I was having sales calls and trying to sell to people that weren't in the position to benefit the most from the services that we offered. So in a nutshell, I was offering these more high-end transformational experiences to people who might have just been starting out in their business, who were in the space where they might have needed to bootstrap a little bit more, and where a big investment on a website for unproven products or services was not going to help them get to where they wanted to go at that moment. I didn't realize this until probably about 6 months ago. And yes, we were getting clients. Everything was great. I was helping some of these ideal clients. But when I realized that they probably had to be making a certain amount of money in their businesses, that they had to have services or products that have been proven and selling in the past, even if they weren't selling as well as they'd want to, like, people were purchasing them and they were making some profits with them, then that is more who we needed to work with. So just thinking about that kind of stuff and who can support the business that you actually want to have is really helpful. So not trying to sell high-end services to people who have website budgets of $5, for example. Not that extreme, but just make sure that your prices and your services or your products are in alignment with the type of business owner or person or customer that you are trying to sell to. So those are my top tips on figuring out who your target audience member is and why you should get a lot more detailed. So if you have any questions or comments on this, please head to Instagram and leave a comment there. That's where we're going to have all the discussion. So you'll see the post with you know, this episode on it, and I would love to chat with you there. So have a great day, and I will talk to you next week. Bye, guys. Today's episode is sponsored by Evolution Live, a 3-day event for creative business owners hosted by success strategist Aaron Morgan. I have Aaron here today to chat through how this event can help transform your business. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
Hey, Kelsey, I'm great.
I'm so excited to have you here to share about this amazing live event happening. When is it happening?
It's happening October 18th through the 21st Yay! Of 2018. Yeah.
So this is Evolution Live. It is a 3-day event. And who is this for?
It is for committed, passionate female entrepreneurs, creative service providers who really want to transform their business.
Awesome. So tell me some of the things that are going to be happening at Evolution Live.
Amazing speakers, including myself, who are committed to sharing really high value trainings with you that you can personalize to your business. And then the next thing is an action plan, right? So not only are you going to learn a lot of information, but you're actually going to have a way to implement it in your business as soon as you get home.
Awesome. And I'm so excited, first of all, to be there, but secondly, to connect with so many people in person, because I know for me, that is a huge business builder as far as making new connections, meeting new people. And it just, that energy just happens to grow my business along the way. So I am pumped to be in the room with so many like-minded women and just have that in-person energy. And super excited.
Me too. I really wanted to gather women because this online world can be really lonely, right? We don't have those in-person connections. So I really wanted to gather all the amazing women I know and many more who I haven't met yet to a room where we can learn and be together and be supported. Have a bunch of fun.
I know. I'm so excited. Okay. So if people want to come to this event, where can they go?
They can go to my website. It's Aaryn Morgan, E-R-Y-N, Morgan.com/evolution and then a little dash and then the word live. So aaryn.com/evolution-live. And I'm sure that we'll be able to put that link somewhere that's easy to follow, but that's the link to get your ticket.
Absolutely. I will have that on my site as well. So if you go to the podcast tab, we'll have it there. So thank you so much for sharing about this. And I will see you in October. And I hope you all are there. I want to give you real life hugs.
Yes. I can't wait to see everybody live.
Yay. Thank you so much to our sponsors for making this show possible. And thanks to you for taking the time to spend some time with me here today. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or catching up on past episodes, head to pinegateroad.com/podcast to learn more. Sending lots of love, and remember, you've got this. See you next week.